the silent auction tomorrow night. A few of the items, and it's still growing, we're over 50 now. Garmin GPS, a Colts jacket, Colts tickets, we do have them in hand. Apple Watch, 50-inch HG LED TV, custom-made cornhole
HG,
boards.
Would that be Home and Gardens TV?
Yes.
How about HD?
What a dick.
No, this is even more advanced.
It starts already.
This is the higher generation. Oh, come it's on, the just next one. Generation. We have some nice photos by Jeff Schimmer. Fitbit, several sweatshirts and t-shirts, a painting by a dispatcher from Vigo County, several other hot Janine. Items that are still coming with more to come. Getting ready to turn it over to Ricardo. For those of you that don't know, Ricardo Martinez here does a Within the Trenches podcast. He was a former 911 dispatcher, so he's actually been in the seat, knows what you guys go through on a daily basis. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, and continues to make t-shirts and everything else. He's going to have a panel up here in a minute that's going to help him out. One of the things that he did request is that if you come up to speak at the mics, no names, no addresses, and no landmarks. And obviously, that goes back to the whole confidentiality thing that you guys are covered up every day. Don't get him in trouble by giving out information about a call that you may come up and talk about. And with that, Mr. Ricardo.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, come on, clap. Let's hear something. Yeah. All right, so along with what he was saying, don't worry about swearing. So if you got a story to tell, just walk up to one of the mics and tell your story. We're going to talk a lot of shit, so this should be fun.
So you guys understand this is going to be a podcast that'll be put out with the Within the Trenches Podcast Network. This is episode 105.
105.
Yes. So we'll have the warning at the beginning again, so you don't have to worry about cussing and swearing and all that good stuff. Just let it go, just like you normally do in the center. If any of my
I like him, he's laughing already. It's like, yeah.
If I'm sure everybody in your centers probably have the ones that have the dispatch Tourette's, that like to
that's a good one. The, I like that.
Yeah, yeah. My whole staff has that. So anyway, just have a good time and tell your stories.
All right, so here we go.
This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
He wouldn't do a theme song for us.
I figured I'd start it like this.
Welcome to Within the Trenches. True stories from the 911
Thank
dispatchers
you, Spider Harrison.
Who live them.
And Spider Harrison, yeah. I think it starts to quiet down here in a minute. There it is. Fine. This is Ricardo with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 105 of Within the Trenches. Now, this is sponsored by Indiana Nina and In Digital, a leader in next-gen core services. I am currently recording live from the 2016 Indiana Nina APCO Conference, and this is a very special episode.
What? We forgot our camera.
What camera?
The GoPro for the webcam.
This is what happens when we usually do an episode together. I'm doing my intro, and he jumps in. I'm like, shit. I did forget something. Now, this episode is called Open Mic, and today my guest and I will be telling funny dispatch stories, which happen more often than anybody would believe, and we're also going to include our open mic bloopers. So my guest today, if they would come up when I call them, and it'll be Nicole, Assistant Director with Montgomery County. Make your way up here, please. Yeah, that's right. Have a hand. You'll be all right. This will be fun.
She's like freaking out. Like, oh my God, I'm going to be okay.
And also Lindsay.
Yay.
It's Fulton County, right? Did I get that right? And of course, show regular and intro interrupter, director of Vigo County 911 and the second VP-ness of National Nina, Rob Big Mac McMullen.
Woo!
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
That was sad. Come on. Come on. Look at it. It's like, oh, yes. Yeah.
And of course, as you can hear already,
Rob again.
Last but not least, the entire audience that's here.
Yay. Get out.
So this is the first time ever that I'm doing an episode like this. Usually it's just myself and a few people, and we're talking crap, but I wanted to do something live. This isn't live. People are listening to it like, no, not like that. We're recording live. So just so that you're not freaking out, like, oh, I don't want to say anything at all. I know, right? But we're going to start telling some stories here. One of the stories that I want to start out with is something that happened to me last night. Now, this was not a... I hear laughing already. This is not actually something that is an open mic story. Of course, like I said, this happened last night. I had a beer bottle, and it's not a twist top, and I had a lighter, and I was trying to pop it open. Usually, I just pop it, and it flips up all cool and shit, but this time, it was different, because when I popped it, that thing popped so hard that it nailed me in the forehead, and it ricocheted off, and it hit, like, the second floor. Where's Gal at? Where did...
What?
That thing popped all the way up and over the both of them where we were sitting. And I now have like this jagged line on my forehead. I look like Harry Potter.
You do look
like I've got this freaking
so
thing on me.
What beer number was that?
It was only beer two. Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, but it would have been pretty funny to take that call. I would have liked taking that call, but yeah. Just so everybody
would
knows,
you really
in case
call for 911 for that, come on.
I would.
You would.
I would. You'd that would
been
be funny.
Those, you'd have been one of those people. That's like, yeah, I just opened a beer bottle and hit me in the head.
No. Not that I would call. Like, oh, I said God. I wanted to. I would want to take that call because that shit would be funny.
Okay.
Come on, guy. Get with the program here.
Sure.
All right. So one of the things that I want to start out with before we get to some of their stories is I want to play a phone call. Now, I have fans from all over the place, not trying to say anything big there, not getting a big head. But there's a guy out of New York who's hooked me up with some calls in the past. And this one I want to play for you. It's called the skunk attacked my dog call. Hopefully this is the edited version. If not, I'll have to edit it later. So here we go.
My dog had a fight with a skunk. The skunk sprayed him. I don't know if the dog is moving. He's on the opposite side of the fence, and I can't get to him.
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
We're not able to help you if your dog got sprayed by a skunk. I'm sorry. That's not something we do here.
The dog is not moving. I don't know if he was attacked by the skunk.
No, it's probably not moving because the skunks, the way they spray him, it probably scared the bejesus out of your dog. You'll have to go out to your dog and see if it's okay. And if it's not okay, you'll have to take it to a veterinarian, or you'll have to wash it to get the odor out before you I wouldn't bring them in your house until you wash it out. There's you're going to have to Google how to do that. I don't personally have a dog that's been sprayed by a skunk before.
I understand that, sir, but I'm trying to tell you that I think the skunk attacked my dog.
My dog?
Okay, man, it's nighttime. Skunks are out. The police are not able to assist you if the skunk sprayed your dog.
I'm saying he attacked him, not sprayed him.
Okay, ma'am, we're not... The skunk hasn't broken a law, ma'am.
I think it got to the end there because he tells her that and she ends up hanging up on him. But yeah, he sent that to me in an email and he goes, you're going to love this one. You got to listen to it. It's so crazy. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think it is with people when they call like that? Is it just because they see the shit on TV that they think it works the same way?
It
they
does.
Animal police or something? Mm-hmm.
Animal cops. Mm-hmm. Animal cops. Every county.
This stupid television.
So everybody knows how TV is.
So let's hear about your Jolly Rancher story, Lindsay.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I was
Jolly Ranchers in my room. Awesome
Reds.
I do too. Awesome Reds are the best.
Well, I was working a second shift one night. I get a 911 call. And this guy, we'll call him Dwayne, told me that he's overdosed. So
that's
I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Whoops.
I'm not going to give his last name because frankly, I don't remember. But
that's good.
I get a 911 call that he's overdosed. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll start asking him some questions. I'm like, what exactly did you take? And he said an entire bag of Jolly Ranchers. I'm like, okay. He said, and they were strawberry.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. So he starts freaking out and saying, you know, he's now like seeing God. Yeah. He's like, I see Jesus. I see the light. Then he asked me if I was an angel. I've been called a lot of things. I've never been called an angel. But
did you mark the day?
Did I mark the day?
He called you an angel.
Because he called you an angel.
I've actually, I've got a recording of it, but I don't have it with me.
Oh, no. Hell. What
I
the
actually
heck?
Should have brought it. If you would have told me ahead of time, I actually would have brought it with me.
Good call.
But he starts freaking out. And he's like, I see the light. I see the light. And I'm going. He's like, are you going to go with me? So I was like, I got too much shit to do today. I can't. I really can't. I have too much stuff to do. But we end up sending the ambulance there. He gets in the ambulance and starts freaking out the moment that they start running an IV to him and everything. I'm gathering that he was maybe a diabetic. So maybe an entire bag of Jolly Ranchers was not a good idea.
Yes.
But exactly. He stays on the phone with me and he starts freaking out. He's like, I can't hang up the phone. I can't hang up the phone. He said, these people are going to kill me. He said, I'm so stressed out. I need more candy. He said, I need to get another bag of candy. And I was like, Dwayne, put the candy down and step away from the bag of candy.
What a weapon.
Yeah. So he ends up taking off running and runs down to the Family Express gas station.
And got some hangs up. Winters.
Calls me again. I'm like, Dwayne, what are you doing? He's like, well, you didn't send the ambulance. I said, I did, but you ran out of the thing. So I'm like, you dumbass, you want help? What are we supposed to
do? Stay there, stooge.
So yeah, that was interesting. I've had a lot of overdose calls over the years, but never
on Jolly
one overdose on dollar Jolly Ranchers.
Good Lord.
It was pretty cool.
Very nice. Nicole?
Ricardo?
Hook us up with a story.
I'm going to tell myself on this one. We're going to go to the open mic.
All right.
We, of course, none of us have ever experienced that first day of a lot of snow. And, of course, everybody doesn't know how to drive. And it's just chaotic. So we have all of our units covered up. Multiple accidents. We get a call from a neighboring county. Can you work one of these accidents we've got? It's just 1,500 feet into your county. Come on, you guys can do it.
What county, Nicole?
I'm not saying what county. I am not saying what county.
Is it to the north? To the south? To the east?
I plead the fifth. So, we're busy enough. And, you know, you get a little short when you're busy like this. And I'm going, no, I have no units. Well, we don't either. And this is my problem. Why? Well, we don't have any units. Hold on. Push the hold button. Proceed to, I can't believe these effing people have to make me do their job. What do they think I'm going to do?
This it's all right. You can bullshit. Make it real. There you go.
This is bullshit. Pick up the phone. Are you there? I'll see what I can do. We'll get a unit out there as soon as we got somebody. Thanks, but next time you might want to put me on hold for the rest. Thank you. Have a good day.
Oh, shit.
So did your director get a complaint?
Well, I hung up knowing that there was going to be a phone call, but there never was. So whoever you are out there, thank you.
You may have heard that if you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're probably sitting out there right now.
I know,
like,
they probably are.
Now I know who did it.
Maybe not, because I think there's only...
No, they're here.
So
look for the person who's not smiling. Let's see, who's not smiling over here?
I know who her neighboring counties are, so...
Oh, man, you're going to find a pile of shit by your door.
Sorry, Tom.
Oh, man. That's pretty awesome. Anybody in the audience, anyone have an open mic story or a funny dispatch story in general? Come on. Somebody's got to have one. All right.
Come
back
up,
there. Come up to the microphone, please.
Yay. Ooh, audience precipitation. Audience participation.
Not precipitation.
It's raining in the audience.
Hey, my name's Kathy. I'm a dispatcher for Monroe County. And we had a lady that called one night and said she found a cat and the cat was sick and she needed somebody to come and get it. And I said, ma'am, animal control is
not available at night. Is there some way that you can keep the cat until tomorrow and then take it to the shelter? No, I can't keep it. Okay. Can you take it to a vet? No, I can't take it to a vet. And the more I came up with solutions for her, the more she had, no, I can't do any of that.
Right.
Just so happened that we had a sheriff's deputy come in to dispatch and was sitting there. And I said, can you hold on just a minute? So I asked this deputy, I said, can you do me a favor? Talk to this lady. I can't seem to make her understand that there's nothing we can do for her right now. The cat's not dying. It's just abandoned and sick, you know? And so he got on the phone with her and he talked to her for a few minutes. And he said, ma'am, the sheriff's department doesn't carry, they don't have cages in the sheriff's cars to carry animals. And there's nothing we can do for you tonight. Well, it went on and on and on. Finally, he said, ma'am, do you have a shovel?
Oh,
God. And she said, yes. And he said, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to take that shovel and go over and beat that cat in the head with it. I'm sitting right beside of him going, oh my God, you can't say that. This is my call that I just gave over to you.
Right.
I am so toast. What are you doing?
QAs.
And she finally got pissed and hung up. Well, she directly called animal control somehow and got a hold of an animal control officer. And they called in from the Humane Society.
Oh, no.
Going, we need to speak to who's in charge there and who took this call. At that point, I'm like, hold on just a minute.
Right. It wasn't me.
Dude, get on the phone. Because I'm not going to be the one to blame for you telling this woman to bash this cat's skull in. He said, well, what else was I going to do? She wouldn't take any other solution that I gave her. The only other solution was to kill the damn cat.
Hey, at least it got it off your back, though, so that's awesome.
Well done.
That's awesome.
I didn't get complained on, so I was grateful for that.
Excellent story. Excellent story.
Ricardo, as I'm looking through the crowd, I see one of your T-shirt designs.
Really?
Yes. To your right?
Let's see.
Second table all the way toward the wall.
Oh, can you stand up, please?
That's K2.
Please.
Yeah. It is. Okay, K2.
It's K2.
K2, hello.
K2.
Oh, look at that. Yay. Thank you for wearing the shirt. I designed that. Yeah, that's awesome. There was somebody else here yesterday.
Yeah, somebody had one.
I don't know if they're
yesterday.
Still here or not, but excellent. Thumbs up. Thank you.
Is she
you.
Here?
No, she left. Oh, she left.
Yay.
All right. Huntington, shout out. Awesome.
She's like, I didn't even know what the shirt was.
I just wanted playing like Dispatch Bingo or something.
Yeah, they just got it for me. I thought it was cool and it made sense. So. Yeah.
Now it's not as cool. Shit.
Now I'm never going to wear it again.
I'm going to burn this.
I don't like that guy.
So the next call I want to play is from the same person that I was talking about earlier who hooks me up. And it's called The Bleeding. Well, I won't say the next part. I'll just let you listen to it.
Hi, something's wrong with me.
All right, what's wrong with you?
All of a sudden, I got lightheaded. I had just finished masturbating. There was blood in my semen, and I just collapsed.
All right, so you were masturbating, and you had blood in your semen?
Yes.
And you collapsed.
And my ears are ringing.
And your ears are ringing.
Yes.
I'm going to connect you to the...
I got to stop this really quick. When he says that he's dizzy and his ears are ringing, it makes me think of Forrest Gump. And that one scene where he goes to touch Jenny's breast, and he's like, oh, I got dizzy. No? Yes?
Oh, yeah.
How do you like that, Forrest?
And at this point, if I was that guy, I would be very happy that I was talking to a male dispatcher. But that's me, so here we go.
Stay on the line with me, okay?
Okay.
That was a little creepy.
Very. Yeah. Well, the next part with this, you'll hear.
Okay. Okay.
You've heard it before,
I've
actually.
Heard it, yeah.
Everything service.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Jen. What?
Yeah.
Why not, sir?
female dispatcher now.
He's not done yet.
I felt fine all day.
Shortly.
Okay, explain to her what happened, what you said to me.
Yeah.
Explain to her the
No, did you hear that part? Okay, let me go back really quick. Because the male dispatcher jumps in and is just like, just tell her.
Go ahead, explain to her what happened, what you said to me.
Yeah.
Explain to her the situation.
Yes. I had just finished masturbating and there was blood in my semen.
Okay.
And then I got really lightheaded and I got up and I collapsed on the way to the bathroom.
And how old
Good
are you,
Lord.
Sir?
I'm 35.
35. Any medical history that you're aware of?
No, ma'am.
Yeah. All right, thank you. We'll be on the way over, okay?
Okay,
thank you.
Now, that call was actually 3 or so minutes long. They did get all the information. However, to play it on the actual show, I got to cut all of the address and everything else. So when I played it this the first time, I don't even remember what episode it was on that we did it, but I made sure to say it out loud that the dispatchers got all the information so that if anybody else heard it and said, oh, well, they didn't even get an address, how are they going to send anything out? So they did get the information just to cover my ass and theirs. I had to edit it all out. So anybody take any medicals, something like that?
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, yeah. All right. Nice. Come on, give him a hand as he comes out first. Yes, sir.
This was actually taken by my partner.
You can put the mic up. There you go.
I dispatch in a college town. That's all I'll say.
Guy, good choice.
Young man calls 911 about 2 a.m. and says, I need an ambulance. Okay, why? He's real hesitant to say why. So, like, sir, I have to be able to tell them something. Well, my friends and I were experimenting. There was alcohol involved. And I got something stuck in my rectum.
Oh, no.
So I had to transfer the call to a different agency, but we dispatch ambulances. So police officer goes, ambulance goes. The officer gets there. He is wearing full makeup, wearing a dress.
It's like Ricardo last friends,
Shit.
Yeah, all his friends that were responsible for the lodged item had ran when he called 911.
And of course, that guy couldn't run.
Yeah.
Maybe he tried. That's what happened.
So they had to gingerly escort him down the 2 flights of stairs.
Gingerly.
Excellent use of words.
And gently transfer him in the ambulance. So that's
face down.
Yeah, probably. That would be preferable, I'm sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we know the first thing that you guys asked when you got back to when the first thing you called said, what was it? So
did they tell you what it was
it was lodged?
I don't know exactly. Oh.
Come on. Now, I know my folks would have been, they'd immediately been calling EMS. What was it? Or they'd been talking to the officer on, you know.
Well, we definitely know that Jack didn't make it over the candlestick. So.
Oh. Yeah. Anybody on the left side of the house?
Yeah. Come on. Somebody's got to have a story.
She does.
I see two people from Huntington over there talking. Somebody's got a story.
Come on. Oh, there we go. Yay.
Here we go.
Back in the room. Oh, well.
Then that means it's going to be good.
Okay. So we get a call from a guy. And
it's always guys.
It's always guys because, well, never mind.
We're douchebags.
And he's just screaming in pain. My dick is broke. My dick is broke.
Wow.
So there's a moment of silence where, you know, pause because we all got to laugh. come back to the phone. And it's like, well, sir, what were you doing when you broke yourself? And he goes, I was giving it to my wife and I just hit a bone or something and I just don't know what it was, but my dick is broke. Get somebody here quick.
Holy crap. Yeah. Either he was John Holmes or I don't know where he would have hit.
Hit the boner phone, man.
Yeah. So
EMS showed up, transported him, all that kind of fun stuff. But
excellent.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was bonerific. Thank you.
I just hit a bone. Yeah. Something might be wrong with, I mean.
Man. Ouch. I can't help but look at Adam back there, and he's like not sure what to think about all this.
Yeah.
So the next call I'm going to play is called the Vampire Call, and it's a minute 45. I'm hoping it's the edited version. It might not be, but we'll see. Like I said, I'll edit it out later on if it isn't.
Yeah, I have an invasion of vampires in my home, please. I am alone.
You have an invasion of vampires in your home?
Yes, yes.
Oh, dear. Okay, yeah, we're going to send somebody to help you.
Yeah, please, because I live alone. I am an old man. Okay, please. Okay.
What's your name? Okay.
Appreciate it very much.
Okay, have you seen these vampires before, sir?
No.
No? What do they look like?
Big, like a bird. But big.
Sir, are you talking about bats?
Bats.
You have bats in your home.
Bats. The dispatcher's like, oh, bats, yeah. Ouch.
Bats and vampires.
Well, look, it's the same family anyway.
Uh-huh.
So
right there, she goes, so bats, and he says, well, it's the same family anyway.
That's a good imagine.
Okay, sir, how many bats have you seen?
Two of them.
Two. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So you have two bats in your home.
Yes.
Oh, jeez, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Are they contained in a room?
I'm scared of it.
You're scared? Okay, can you lock them in one of the rooms and you go to a separate room?
Yeah, but the problem is the guy is in my bedroom. I can't hide it. I can't go no place.
Can you shut the door in your bedroom?
It's the worst part because the one is outside in the living room, but the other one is heating in my bedroom. So I cannot open
it. Oh, so you're kind of...
Yeah.
Is there a neighbor's apartment you can wait in? So
no, there is now another place that I can go.
Oh, okay.
It's only one bedroom.
Yeah, okay.
Apartment.
Oh, okay. We'll send somebody to help you.
Yes, appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
They're going to send, like...
What do you sound like?
They're going to send somebody with, like, some garlic and silver bullets.
Have you taken any animal calls like that where people call in and for vampires that turn out to be bats?
No, not for that. I did have a lady call in and ask. She said that there was a giant hawk swarming around her backyard, and she asked me if it would pick up her dog, and I was like, no, it shouldn't. And then I was like, well,
it shouldn't.
How big's your dog? And she said, it's like one of those little Chihuahua dogs. I was like, maybe you should bring your dog back inside.
That hawk is going to snatch that mofo up. So what happened? Did it?
No, she actually got to it in time. But can you imagine seeing that sort of thing?
That would be awesome.
That would have been a complaint because it'd be like, yeah, they said that the hawk wouldn't, and it did. So
exactly. Yeah. You need to write her up. Oh, man. Any other stories?
Come on.
You go. Somebody's got to have a story. Uh-oh. All right.
He's going to be telling on the neighboring county.
It wasn't too awfully long ago. I got a report from one of the dispatchers in my center that there was this woman in the next county over, and she said, have you heard this story?
Oh, damn.
Oh, never mind, I guess. Never mind.
Oh, snap.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Well played, sir.
And the
well
reveal
played.
Has been made.
Wow. The only thing that would have been better at that is he had to pull the mic off. Drop the mic.
All right, drop the mic right there. And then some music walking back.
Yeah, exactly. Man, Nicole, your face.
Oh, shit.
Right? Your face is red.
Is it? It's so hot in here.
We're going to have a
beer
after
boss?
This.
Luckily, she's not at the table.
Oh, man, that's good. You know, I took a medical call once where it was a lady who had fallen, and her name was Annie. And I couldn't help, but I mean, she wasn't completely,
Annie,
you know, really hurt.
Okay,
yes,
Annie?
I had to do it. I was on the phone. I'm like, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? And she goes, yes.
Smooth criminal.
Exactly. And my partner is sitting next to me, and she's looking at me. I'm covering my phone, and I'm just busting up. And she goes, I can't believe you just did that. I was like, I can.
There's some folks in here that's going, I don't get it.
Oh, if you don't, look it up. Smooth Criminal,
Smooth
Michael
criminal.
Jackson, or Alien Ant Farm, whichever.
Yeah, as I say.
Yeah. You know, the other thing we used to do was try to talk pirate on the phone. So any non-emergency call, of course, not emergency calls, but a non-emergency call that would come in, and we would try to get R in there. So how are you doing, sir? I don't even remember how many we had at the time, but we got it up there pretty good. You guys ever play games like that while you're on? Of course, you're not gonna say nothing, right? Oh, you've got something back there?
Uh-huh. You can have a double burger.
It's what makes it fun there. It mm-hmm. breaks up all the bullshit that happens in dispatch.
Yeah.
So that's why we always played games as much as we could, still kind of professional. When you work in dispatch a long time, you learn to develop that verbal judo where, you know, you can be an ass with still sounding professional to people.
Mm-hmm. Or bitch nice.
Oh, yeah. I heard somebody say they have one. Have a story? Somebody say that? I was just hearing things then. Must be that concussion. Come on, gal. I know you've got some stories. Then bring your butt up here to the mic.
Come on, Gail.
Come on. Come on, an open mic story, phone call. Oh, keep going. Gail. Oh, come on.
Ricardo, you could have done a little bit better on your story.
Oh, well.
The slow motion effect.
But there was no slow motion effect. It was more the fact that you guys were drinking so much that that's what you saw.
So
that was your mind.
Oh, no.
Or I'm still sitting there like, okay, this happened already, but they're still like, ruh. Anyway, okay, we'll skip. Any other stories?
We need something from over here on this side. Or maybe not.
On the left side.
Oh.
Oh, snap. Some calls? All right.
Cool.
Okay, well, while he's doing that, in the meantime, on the left side.
Well, come on.
Come on to the mic.
Come on. Yay.
Woo. Yeah.
Come on, Bill. Her name is Roxy.
Well, it's not a story, but when we answer the phone at work, we say Central Dispatch. Well, I was telling a story prior to the phone ringing. Well, I pick it up, answer, say, Central Dispatch.
Oh, no.
My bad. Well, the lady was mad over something, so she just kept talking, didn't hear nothing. I'm like, oh, my God, thank God she did not hear me say Central Dispatch. That's it.
That's a good one. That's good.
That's good.
That's good. Which one, Mom? Oh, the night that we had a really big power outage. This was like 10 years ago. Was it 10 years ago, Mom? This guy called in and he's like, I am in the dark. And I'm like, about what? And when I worked at Cass County Dispatch, that we called those Winnie moments because that's my nickname, Winnie. And there's apparently a whole book that's going to be published. I don't know when.
Sweet.
But that was quite interesting. And I actually have a handcuff one.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is what happened.
You don't leave us.
I thought I was. I get a 911 call from this lady, and she said, I need an ambulance or I need an officer. I don't know what to do. I'm handcuffed to the bed and we can't find the key. So I start busting up laughing. I'm like, okay, this is very funny. You know, who is this? And she goes, no, really, ma'am. I'm handcuffed to the bed. My girlfriend handcuffed me to the bed and we can't find the key anywhere. Bones. And I'm like, well, who do I send for this? Everybody. So,
all right.
Well, you know, my logic of thinking was she's cuffed to the bed. What if, you know, what if we can't get an officer there in time and the fire department has to go? And what if they have to cut her out of them? And what if they cut her arm or something? We're going to need an ambulance. So naturally, but conveniently, you know, you get a 1050 PD or something like that. You can't get any officers to respond. But you talk about two chicks handcuffing each other up to the bed, and suddenly everybody's available, including the chief.
Dispatch, I am on the scene.
And the best part was they show up, and then one of my officers gives me a call, and he's like, just so you know, I was driving there, lights and sirens, with this big fantasy that they were going to invite me in and tell me, you know, all of a sudden, we like men. Come join us. And he said they were two non-attractive women that had cuffed each other to the bed, and now I'm stuck going home to my wife.
So, oh shit!
But it was an interesting story. It
was very interesting.
It was quite funny. I felt bad for the lady because I'm sitting there laughing at her. I thought it was one of my, you know, I thought it was our chief deputy that was calling because she's always messing with me, you know, calling and saying, "Hey, it's Anita Peters," or something like that.
What was that? What'd you
say? Anita Peters. Oh. Yeah. Oh, don't act like you don't have stories too, Mom, because trust me, you do.
You know, the calls like that can get pretty weird. There was a call that a partner of mine took where it was actually quiet during that time, and someone mentioned it. And of course, all the shit goes down when you say the Q word. And the first call that comes in is a threesome that ended with one of them getting stabbed with a knife.
What the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, it was messed up. It was a guy and two girls, and one of the girls got pissed off, and she went and got a knife.
She wasn't getting enough loving.
Yeah, she stabbed the other girl.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It was pretty crazy.
They
worked out. Yeah, they still live together. from what EMS said, they're all going to still live together, so it worked out fine.
Yeah, exactly.
We should have, because that would have been interesting.
Wow.
That's right. Any other stories from the left side, or you got your recordings? Almost.
Excellent. All right, I got one to fill in.
All right, fill in.
Hurry up. So I'm going back to 11. Going back to the 11 to 7 shift where I started working with my partner, and I see her take the call. Not really hearing a lot what's going on and dispatching somebody else. And she hangs up and she sits there for a minute like she's not really sure what she's going to say. Okay. She keys up 147. He answers. Go to this location. Reference sexual paraphernalia.
It's kind of like drug paraphernalia, but
right. So I immediately drop what I'm doing, and I'm like, "I'm sorry, what did you just say?"
Not illegal.
And officer still has yet to answer. This long pause in 147. Well, the lady called in. There was a box of sexual paraphernalia.
Oh, just say what it
dildos.
Is.
Dildos.
amongst other
armadillos.
Yes. Listen, we got pictures back in dispatch, and somehow go with your own mind on what a Mr. Potato Head turned into.
Oh, God. Well, I had removable parts right there. Very weird.
Wow, that's like...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is what happens in 911. These are the phone calls that come in. Oh, man.
Gosh. It's kind of like on when I used to work the road, when you get called to meth lab, the first thing you always looked for any officers or been on the, I mean, if it's been on the road, the first thing you always look for when you go to meth lab are, one, the sex tapes, because there's always tons of them.
Really?
In the like drawers and stuff.
How do you know this?
Because I used to go help bust meth labs.
Oh, okay.
And then the next, so it's like drawer one would be movies and drawer two would be sex toys. It's like that's like, that was the highlight of any meth lab, finding that stuff.
Did you ever take them back and watch
them? No, you don't ever. Well, sometimes you have to make sure there's no child porn in them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's some really sick shit, though. It's like, what the hell? What are you thinking?
People are into some freaky shit.
All right, so we've got some calls here.
Yay.
Ah, well done. Yeah, I'll make sure to edit out all the stuff that I need to. And it's trying to play. Are these WAV files?
Oh, my gosh. WAV doesn't work on a Mac.
Dang. Oh, it's... Hold it's on one moment.
Awkward silence. Anybody else? Any other stories? Come on.
Go with another story while
come on,
I get
anyone,
this
come on,
up.
Come on. Somebody's got to have one. Come
Sandy
on.
Beeks.
Sandy, you've got to have something.
She has to.
You have to. Come on. Your staff is saying yes, they do. Come on.
Maybe one of the three from your...
Yeah, come on, somebody from my agency. Come here. Up, anything?
Oh, we got
something.
Somebody.
Oh, we got one.
We got somebody.
Yay,
all right, there we go.
No more awkward silence.
So we have a nice intoxicated male who liked to call in quite a bit during the evening hours, and he'd always want to talk to the nice redheaded lady that... we have on shift, and he would just call over and over again, just trying to talk to her, just trying to get her to come over. He'd bring her flowers. He'd buy her drinks.
Oh, nice.
So after about the fifth call in the evening, she goes, "Hey, can you just pick this phone up? I don't want to talk to him again." So we get kind of busy. I pick up the phone. I talk to him for a second. He goes, "Hey, you know, I was talking to this, you know, lady." I'm like, "Yeah, hold on just a second." And I'm like, "Hey, Nikki, phone's for you." And she doesn't even realize it. And she picks it up and she gets it. God, mother. And then he calls back one more time and I finally get him again. And he's like, "You know, where is that nice young lady I was talking to?" And I go, "Sir, we have none of those on shift here." And so I told him for the third time, just stay in your trailer and have a great night.
That's awesome. That was
excellent
good.
Story. Yeah. Very nice. All right, let's see if I can get this going here. Come on, VLC, don't let me down. And it's letting me down.
Come on, someone else. Amy, you have to have one.
Now you'd have to take it out on an MP3, actually, because this is all hooked up to this. Not from here.
Go ahead.
There's too much stuff that's plugged in.
This might be something to get me in trouble with another agency also. But
oh, yay!
I'll join the club.
Is that agency here?
I don't know. I don't remember which agency it was. it was one of those investigate for an armed robbery suspect giving a vehicle description. Of course, I read through it before having to dispatch it, and it has in there that part of the description, the truck has chrome bull testicles. This is all in the dispatch.
Truck nuts.
So I'm like, of course I have to put this on the radio. So that was my dispatch with the armed robbery suspect driving a Chevy pickup with chrome bull testicles. And then it goes into the description of the male. He's missing teeth and a pencil beard and all kinds of things. I'm like, what agency would put that in there? I'm like, I'm not going to put this out. And I've got a dispatcher in the background mooing at me while I'm trying to dispatch. So that was my most difficult dispatch to put out on the radio.
It's got awesome. Chrome blue balls. Did you say chrome blue balls?
See, those are the best type of calls because whenever I would get a call that was something like that and I was on phones and I knew someone was already looking at it over at radios, I would put every single thing in the narrative, whether it was a full swear word or whatever, just so that they could get it out. Because when I had first started, that's what they were doing to me. And I was on radios, and they had put on there for a BOL or a BOLO, be on the lookout, that there was a drunk guy who was going from driveway to driveway shitting all over. He was very intoxicated, and he was pooping all over the place. And I'm sitting there, and somebody stands up and yells over. Her name was Kelly, and she goes, "Ricardo, you better put it out exactly how I have it in there." I was like, "Hell no." I was like, "I just started here." I was like, "I'm not going to say that." So I put it out, and I say, "Elegant Central to all stations and units in the Wayland City area. There is a subject intoxicated that is defecating in driveway to driveway." And, you know, I said, any units available, advise. And somebody keys up right away and says, "What was he doing, Central?" And I said, "Defecating. 10-4. And that is, he's pooping. Okay? He is pooping. 10-4. Thank you." I was like, "Ah, shit." So that was like my initiation there for dispatch. Every time we had somebody new on the radio, we would tell the officers, "This person is new on the radio, so make sure, you know, you hook them up." So they would just key up and say, "Radio, radio." And the one in training looks over at me like, "Are they talking to me?" I'm like, are you on radios?" "Well, yeah, but don't they call us Central?" I was like, "Yeah, they do. Should I answer?" "Well, yeah, answer them." And so they would say it over and over just to catch people off guard. And sometimes they would do it to us who had been there after a while. And we're just sitting there, "What?" Or I think someone actually keyed up once too. If you've seen Super Troopers, and they said, "Don't call me radio, radio." But, you know, we would also try to do the meow thing. And that was always fun. Try to get a bunch of meows.
"Do you need my assistance out there?
You need this now? You need this meow?" Yeah, it was always fun. All right, so what do you got this hooked up here on your laptop? Oh, haha. Yeah, there you go. That's probably what I need to do. All right. And you said the first one to play is Beach, right?
Oh, in the room. Way to throw her into the bus.
Oh, snap. Okay, I got to hurry up and do this then because it's going to be good. You did a lot better than that one. Oops. Let's see. Where are we at here? PC. Haven't used a PC in a while.
Awkward silence again. Any other questions or any other outreaches to go?
Does this start right away?
Yep. Oh.
Sure. Your Windows Media Player is jacked, man. it just said not responding.
Jared, we appreciate your
and this
trying.
Is what happens when you do a live episode.
I appreciate you trying.
Get this thing to work.
Yeah, here's the deal. Since she's here in the room.
You got to hear the call first.
Okay, well then how about while you're doing that, she can give us an overview.
Yeah, tell.
You got to hear the call.
Oh, it doesn't do it justice at all, huh?
You got to hear the call.
If we could take these reserve tables down. I was just messing around. It is hotter.
It is.
It is pretty hot up here.
Really?
Your head looks very shiny.
It's freshly shorn. Oh, sorry.
This is like a cheap CAD system or something.
So, any other stories? You got a story? You're going to... Yay! We got a story coming up.
All right. All right.
That's K1.
This is K1.
K1.
The K2 K1. Had the shirt on.
K2 oh, is okay. going to be K2 coming shirt. Up next.
Oh, K2's okay. next.
All
Yay.
Right.
Do I have to say where I'm from?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, you can just speak. That works.
Because I'm telling on an officer, so I really don't want to...
That's fine.
You know,
those are the best stories.
I know. Second shift, officer was on the call. I don't remember what the call was. I probably was nothing, otherwise I would remember. He was in the northern part of our county. We have 800 radios. Earlier we were talking about busy signals. Well, the officer wasn't trained properly on the radio or how to use his radio. He couldn't get out. We could hear him keying up. We can hear the background. Next thing you know, you hear loud and clear,
this fucking radio doesn't work. And I went, oh my gosh.
Attention, it does work. You're just right. An idiot.
So I immediately call him and said, I just heard everything you said. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. So I repeated what he said.
Good guess.
The next thing we know, the phones are blowing up. We knew that was going to happen. The first call I get is the sheriff.
Of course.
Who was that?
So-and-so.
Was that? And he said the officer's name. I just about said it. And I said, yes, it was. He said, that's what I thought. So then the sheriff ended up calling him in. He didn't get in trouble, but it was very loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank Yay. You. So she said K2 is coming up?
K2, come on. Come on.
She said that loud, too. She's like, do it. I will break you.
Do it till you're fired.
Well, I was working third shift, and this was my partner. I was just listening out on her call. And it was just the two of us. And it was no calls all night long. And then around 3 o'clock or so, we get a 911 call from a guy, and he wants to report a drunk driver. I said, okay, are you behind him? He's like, yeah, I am. Sorry, what? Yeah, are you behind him? No, I am him. What? You said, and he's like, I am him. You are the drunk driver? Uh-huh. And then we're like, okay, where are you at? I don't know. Can you describe your car? Yeah, I can describe it. Go ahead. Well, it's got 4 wheels. Okay. Anything else? Like the color? He's like, I don't know the color. Okay, anything else? It's really fast. And then all of a sudden you hear it like speeding off, and then we didn't get disconnected. But we finally got a hold of him, and then we just said, stop right there where you are, and then we'll have officers come to you. So I thought I was asleep the whole time because I'm like, this has got to be a dream. This can't be real.
Is this real
but,
life?
But yeah, so it was real. It was real life. We got him.
Oh, man. Yay. Excellent. Very nice. All right, so it looks like we've got this call now, and we just have to hit play, and if you can put your microphone down there.
Dialing number.
Yes. 911, what's the location of your emergency? What's the problem?
It's my husband. We were getting ready to have a little bit of sex, and he accidentally went in the wrong place, and
shit. I think
I'm not being rude or anything. I'm just wanting him. I don't want a virus in this house. I already have pneumonia.
I already have pneumonia. Yeah.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 58.
What's your name?
There's a lot of silence.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
And since we have the dispatcher here, how'd that make you feel?
Painful?
Apparently it was oral sex and he, like, ate the wrong hole.
Oh. Oh, man. That escalated quickly.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
You know, I usually have a lot of snappy comebacks, but
I know that.
Holy
cow.
I got nothing.
I'm done. Yeah, nothing. I'm the same way.
I have to have a drink and smoke a cigarette after this shit. Yeah. Apparently it does.
It does, apparently. Wow.
Wow. There's a lot more than corn in Indiana, right? Isn't that an old commercial or something? Oh, damn. Well. Oh, good Lord. Well, on that note.
Yeah, I want to know where the I have pneumonia comes into that. It's like,
oh, jeez.
Do what? Well, let's see.
Walk her through. There's always something in the line of questioning that gets things out. That didn't sound good either, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, man, that was good. Well, we're going to go into the wrap-up of this, and this has been an excellent time sharing all these stories with all of you. Thank you very much for being here. And so this one call that I'm going to play, you've probably all heard it before, and I know I've played it before, but it's just funny because... it's something that I would probably say not thinking and get in trouble for it. So hopefully there's no commercial that YouTube plays either, jerks. Start this out because this version of it is really low. But this lady calls in about her, I think it's 12 and 13 yeah. and a half year old, and she says, I just got out of work, I've been working all day, and my daughters are fighting, and they're physically as strong as me. I can't control them. So that's when the dispatcher says, well, do you want us to go out there and shoot them? And she goes, excuse me? And he goes, ah, that was a joke. She did not like it at all.
Oh, it was a very bad joke.
Yes. Make sure not to say that. Oh, I'm gonna stop before the next one starts. That one was a lot of F-bombs in the other one.
And he like tries to apologize and apologize. Like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm gonna file a complaint. Yes, my name is.
Yeah, he gives his entire name and badge number and all that shit. Like he knew. I was like, I'm donezo.
He probably went ahead when he left that night, cleaned out his locker. His mailbox. I'm done. See ya. That's true.
Could be. Well, thank you again, like I said, for all of you being here and helping me out with this first ever recording live type episode with an audience. Thank you to my panel for everyone joining me. And for those listening, if you have any questions or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that's going to be WTTpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's @901podcast. You can also like us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. And just a little shameless plug here, because the money for this goes to a good cause. It's for a scholarship. It's the Within the Trenches continuing education scholarship, where the... It's going to be for the registration actually already ended, but this still goes to those purposes for the person who ends up winning it. And they're going to get to go to the 2016 National NENA Conference
in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Indians? I was trying to say Indians. In this area. And they're going to have the full week's registration, pre-conference class, a $500 travel stipend, and a snazzy Within the Trenches official t-shirt. So when I do it next year, so that all of you know now, that'll be going up, and that'll be probably April of 2017. So I have these vinyl decals. It's the Sons of Dispatch as well as Daughters of Dispatch 9-1-1 original. They're $10 each. Pick one up. I'll have them available here or out there. And thank you again. And this episode can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Google Play Music, and thejabberlog.com. Thank you very much, everyone.
Yay.
Thank
you.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to WTTpodcast@gmail.com.